This is just a reminder, don't go away. More coming in the next hour. And if you have to go away, you can always come back to my website, tembosounds.com, and you're going to find a whole bunch of radio shows that you have missed, from the old ones to the new ones, right? However you want to listen to it, yeah? Don't go away. Tembo Sounds the Culture. We'll be back shortly. We're going to play some commercial breaks here, and then we'll jump back into the second half, yeah? All right.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain. And you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Thank you. comes a beckoning voice, the thing spinning. You have no choice.
You hear laughter cracking through the walls, the thing spinning. You have no choice, you hear laughter. True to me, but still I need more. I'm gonna treat me like you do. When you laid your hands upon me and told me who you are, I thought I was mistaken. I thought I heard your words. Tell me, how do I feel? Tell me now, how do I feel? From the past until completion, they will turn away no more. And I still find it so hard to say what I need to say. But I'm quite sure that you'll tell me just how I should feel today. Shadow Bay, but if it wasn't for your misfortunes, I'd be a heavenly person today. And I thought I was mistaken, and I thought I heard you speak. Tell me, how do I feel? Tell me now, how should I feel?
called you poison, you knew. When I called you shameful, you knew. When I called you liar, you knew. I would always find my way to you. Thank you.
What help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I wanna know, do you love me anymore?
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
All right, a few things to sort of get caught up on here as we still are seeing 2020's two results come in and so many other different things. Want to get a couple of catch-ups going here. We have made it abundantly clear how much is at stake, how much was at stake in 2022, and how it relates to so much being at stake in 2024. Just to, I feel like I'm quoting Rachel Maddow here, to give you some of the contours and texture of really what may happen in 2024, depending on the path forward. There's a stunning new article in Rolling Stone from Ryan Bort and Azawin Subsang about Donald Trump looking for ways to imprison journalists, jail reporters, if he is indeed able to retake the White House. Trump keeps musing about journalists being raped in prison, and he's not joking, they write. A knowledgeable source tells Rolling Stone that the former president has wondered how he might be able to jail reporters if he takes the White House, which, of course, is absolutely and completely chilling. You might remember, in fact, I think we even have a clip here, Donald Trump telling these sorts of stories about prison rape during his rally.
The leaking from the Supreme Court, first time it's ever happened, is just unbelievable. But you get the information very easily. You tell the reporter, who is it? And the reporter will either tell you or not. And if the reporter doesn't want to tell you, it's bye-bye. The reporter goes to jail. And when the reporter learns that he's going to be married in 2 days to a certain prisoner that's extremely strong, tough, and mean, he will say, you know, he or she, you know, I think I'm going to give you the information. Here's the leaker. Get me the hell out of here.
Yeah. So that is a joke about prison rape, but it doesn't stop there, and this isn't merely idle. The article explains, this year, as Trump has privately strategized about what a second term would look like, he's begun occasionally soliciting ideas from conservative allies for how the U.S. government and Justice Department could go about turning his desires for brutally imprisoning significant numbers of reporters into reality. Several months ago, the former president briefly asked a small gathering of allies and at least one of his lawyers, what would have to be done to make that vision a norm? He said other countries do it, the implication being, why not here? Now, you know, as the article points out, Trump for a long time has sort of idolized or at least looked favorably upon the authoritarian states that do exactly that type of thing. North Korea, as the article says, does not tolerate free expression. China and Russia are well known for jailing journalists. Orbán, the Trump-endorsed autocrat of Hungary, has been targeting reporters, et cetera, et cetera. Trump has also been praising Xi in China for the so-called quick trials with a nearly 100% conviction of drug dealers in China, followed by the death penalty. This is why he's so taken with these sorts of folks. And here's my desire. You know, we've done the exercise in 2016 where many of us said, this is not an academic or theoretical distinction. When you consider the Supreme Court, the attack on press liberties, all of these things, Hillary Clinton for 4 years and Donald Trump for 4 years could not have been more different. And all those people who said, let's shake it up, let's just see what happens. If it's not Bernie, it's Trump, then that's fine. Or I don't see any real difference between Hillary and Trump and I'll stay home. Or all the people that were saying these things. We effed around and found out, maybe would be the way to say it. And at this point, we need to believe the things Trump says. He would like to be able to imprison journalists when they say or write things he doesn't like. He's talking about it with allies and he's talking about it with lawyers. Let's not explore or find out what will happen. And that's why, as I said yesterday, this Trump DeSantis stuff, I could not care less about these individuals as people. My concern is how can they most damage themselves?